65 degrees. It is time to talk Guardians baseball here on the WEOL. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads. And to do all that with us this Monday morning is Bob DiBiasio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Okay, we're slowly digging our way out of that below 500 hole, and thanks to the Orioles as well. Though I had heard that the last week they rearranged things a little bit with the outfielder in Baltimore. They were supposed to limit home runs, but I guess that doesn't matter. You can still hit home runs in that box, right?
Yeah, they really renovated that ballpark. It's 30 years old. It's a year older than we are. And they really made a huge difference in the playing field. Moved almost 30 feet back the left center field area with a higher wall to make it more difficult to hit a ball out. There was a feeling there that a pop-up in the summertime and the humidity in that part of the country, pop-ups were ending up in the seats, so they thought they would do something about that, and they certainly did. But Andrés Giménez is able to pull one down the right field line, and one swing of the bat were all the runs we needed, a three-run homer in the first.
Let's hear it.
Now the set, now the look back, and the pitch. And it's swung in and ripped to deep right. Down the line it goes. Gone! He's done it again! Andrés Giménez with a two-out, three-run home run, climbing the 21-foot scoreboard in right. And Giménez with his seventh home run, and he suddenly has 29 RBIs. And Cleveland has taken a 3-0 lead here in the first.
How much were we counting on Andrés this season, or what were we expecting from him as he was growing with the Tribe, the Guardians?
Well, you think about how young he is. You know, he played in the big leagues at the age of 20 with the Mets, and we were expecting big things for Andrés Giménez, a very key part of the trade of Francisco Lindor to the New York Mets. He's always been a highly touted prospect, and last year he struggled at the plate. Was the first time he ever did so in his entire professional career, and came to camp, worked hard this offseason, came to camp ready to show people what he was capable of. I just think bigger and better things are ahead for that young man. He's a talented young baseball player.
So two down, two on, 3-2 Cleveland. Seventh inning, Hayes has gone 1-for-11 in the series. Right-handed batter and a dangerous hitter. The set, the pitch. He pops it up. On the infield, near second, Giménez fighting the sun, makes the catch, and Eli Morgan does it again. Seven in the books, Cleveland 3, Baltimore 2.
After the game, Tito called him a warrior. So he's one of those guys in the middle of the games that he can count on now. So Eli's coming, as they say.
Yes. Tito's reference to being a warrior, the fact that Tito can call on him at any time, whether we need him to come in and add length. If a starter had struggled a little bit, he can come in early in a game and give you extra, you know, a number of innings, or he could come in the eighth inning and get a couple batters out. He's a multi-inning kind of guy in the bullpen, which, you know, managers dream about. And it's, again, like Andrés Giménez that we just talked about, the growth and development of a young athlete is something real fun to watch. And in the game of baseball, you can do that on a daily basis. And we're watching, you know, Eli Morgan, you know, develop into a really, really, as Tito uses the word weapon, a very valuable weapon in our bullpen.
All right, so, Bob, the rain is coming. That means to me the Guardians are playing at home. We've got quite a big home stand here. What can, if they bring their umbrellas and things go well, what can fans expect for this particular week of baseball at the Progressive Field?
It's getting a little tiring. Yes, we're home, so there's rain in the forecast a little bit. Let's hope the wind's over the lake. Push it away from us so we can play some ball. We have a 7-game homestand, 3 against Texas, 4 against the Oakland A's. A big promotional weekend coming up Friday nights, the Sugardale Dollar Dog Night, post-game fireworks. Also giving away sunglasses courtesy of our friends at Lexus, a $2 pregame in the district, sponsored by Coors Light. Saturdays, an Aaron Civale bobblehead, and again, a $2 pregame party in the district, again, sponsored by Coors Light. Kids Fun Day is on Sunday, of course. Cleveland Clinic Children's, our friends there, are the sponsor of Kids Fun Day at the ballpark, so action-packed promo calendar this weekend. One ticket thing I need to share, go to CleeGuardians.com. Check out the Family Value Pack. Now that school is out and it's time to come to the ballpark, save some money, have a really fun time at Progressive Field, and check out the Family Value Pack. 4 tickets, $80. Plus $40 is put on your barcode on the tickets to get you started at the concession stand or the merchandise area. So check that out. It's one heck of a value.
Sounds really good. I'm curious about how are they branding those sunglasses? These aren't like giant G's on my eyes, are they? I'm just like New Year's Eve or something, are they? What do you got going on?
Oh, I'm not telling. You got to come to the ballpark.
There you go.
And get
true salesman. Thank you. Bob DiBiase of the Guardians joining us, ready for a big homestand. Get out there, enjoy the knock on wood weather and the fun time at Progressive Field with the Guardians. Bob, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Go Guardians.
Guardians broadcast on WEOL gets underway tonight, 6:35. Cal Quantrill on the mound for the Guardians.